Always on the lookout for an adventurous family outing, producer Taylor Quimby took his wife Tiffany and 2-year-old Phineas to check it out.
Finn, can you tell me what you see?
Snakes. Big snakes, Dada.
Really big snakes, that's right.
The New England Reptile Expo falls somewhere between a trade show and a petting zoo. Displayed across the length of the Radisson Expo Center are thousands of geckos, iguanas, turtles, frogs, and of course, snakes. Lots and lots of snakes. Indiana Jones would totally be freaking out.
Are they slippery?
Yeah.
Yeah? All he knows is that he can't bring one home.
Except for a turtle.
Turtles are okay.
Just about everything is for sale. Some vendors, hoping to create new reptile enthusiasts, encourage squeamish sightseers to touch and hold the animals.
Okay, put your hand out in front, right? Oh, there he goes.
Others, like snake breeder Rich Perinello, seems more comfortable chatting with experienced reptile owners. He's the spitting image of the late James Gandolfini and the proud owner of 1 dog, 2 cats, and 800 snakes.
Snake people, I think, are more interesting. Reptile people alone are more interesting. It's a different type of pet. It's not a cuddly, soft, they don't need the emotion, the cuddle, the this or that. Some people think they do, but it's all per individual. It's a much neater thing to see, I guess, somebody walking down the street with a snake than somebody walking down the street with a dog on a leash or, you know. That's how I feel. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Only a few minutes after the doors open at 10, a long line has already started snaking its way through the long hallways of the Radisson. Waiting patiently to get in, collector Nathalie Bragdon tells me what she thinks are the benefits and drawbacks of owning reptiles.
Some people don't like the idea of having to feed, say, mice or rats to their animals. They're an easier animal to take care of in the respect of they don't need to be fed and cleaned every single day like a mammal would. So there's different aspects to them.
A number of vendors and attendees are sporting tattoos, facial piercings, and black-on-black ensembles, perhaps the stereotypical look of a reptile enthusiast. But for many breeders, the interest in reptiles seems to stem less from a gothic fascination with scaly creatures as much as a genuine love of biology.
My name's Lisa, and I'm a breeder of crested geckos. They are fruit-eating geckos, so you don't have to feed them bugs. They eat a powder that's mixed with water.
As opposed to the snakes, which are mostly held in heavy plastic boxes, Lisa's crested geckos are housed in light plastic containers, the kind you get when you buy pasta salad at the deli.
They were thought to be extinct up until 1994, until they were rediscovered. And they're absolutely probably one of the softest lizards you'll ever touch. Almost like suede when you touch them.
Walking slowly across the expo floor, I can see that almost all the action is taking place right up against the tables, except for one young vendor, that is, who's standing to one side and casually sporting a 3-foot boa constrictor around his neck like a living scarf.
This is a Colombian red-tailed boa. These are found in South America, around Colombia. You can walk around the expo, you'll see hundreds of these guys for sale, but right now there's people that are trying to make these illegal in legislation.
The snake leans its diamond-shaped head forward and interrupts the interview.
He's licking the mic right now.
Like most of these cold-blooded animals, he doesn't have much to say. Luckily, the vendor is happy to speak up for his tongue-tied friend.
They're just big puppy dogs, realistically. It's a shame how people view, like, the general public. I mean, I don't consider this expo the general public. You got people like me around here all day.
Not everything for sale is alive. Some tables are stacked with bulky chunks of driftwood, bark bedding, and other accessories designed to create a homey reptile environment. One seemingly empty booth sits discreetly among the rest. There aren't any brightly colored geckos or slithering snakes on this table. This vendor's wares are kept out of sight.
My name is Michael Hano, and I'm selling frozen rodents here today. People can buy a bag of 25 or 50 of whatever size they need and keep it in their freezer, and when they need to feed their animal, they take out, you know, whatever they're going to use that day and let it thaw out, just like you take meat out of your freezer before you cook it. And I actually have some frozen guinea pigs that are as big as some chihuahuas. Probably they weigh more. People eat them too, you know.
Okay. Thankfully, my son Phineas doesn't seem too interested in picking up a bag of chihuahua-sized frozen guinea pigs. He's discovered the only amphibians brave enough to hang out at a reptile show.
See all the little frogs, Finn?
Yeah.
How cute.
How cute.
On our way out, we catch up with all the attendees now holding their own little plastic containers, ready to take their new pets home.
What is it?
It's a Meller's chameleon.
I got 2 crested geckos. One's a female and one's a male.
I have a Pac-Man frog.
let's see, a leopard gecko, a crested gecko.
My wife and I are only taking one wild animal home this year, and it sounds like he's ready for nap time.
It's okay, honey.
Maybe next year we'll pick up a turtle. For Word of Mouth, I'm Taylor Quimby.
You can see a slideshow of pictures from the New England Reptile Expo, along with links to many of the reptile vendors mentioned in Taylor's piece, at wordofmouthradio.org. You know my crawling kings, baby.